Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Audrey Levitino is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Audrey is one of my favorite people, and we've only just met. But one of the reasons she's one of my favorite people is she's a farmer. And you've heard me on the show before. You know how I feel about farmers and ranchers. Having grown up on a farm, they've got all farmers have a special place in my heart. And she's written, she started out in the urban world, in business, right? Audrey? Welcome to the show, by the way.
Well, thank you, Jim. Yeah, I actually started off as my first career. I was a high school English teacher.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know necessarily if that was, if you think about as bad as business, but
right.
Definitely inside work. Yeah.
Right, manicures and nice, you get your hair fixed and wear nice clothes and things like right?
Wear exactly clothes
and smell nice all day long.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So then you decide to become a farmer, and I have one question for you. Having
sure.
been a farmer, I'm going to have to. My question is: I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking?
Sometimes I ask myself that too. What was I thinking?
You do, don't you, as a farmer?
You really do. I mean, don't get me wrong. So much of the time, it's so wonderful, and there's so much to love about it. But then there are just those times when you're like, really? Why am I doing this? This is really hard work.
This is crazy. Anybody?
One thing.
Okay, now it's different. It's different. Being a woman farmer is different from being a man farmer in a lot of ways, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, I think there are so many.
Not in terms of the farm itself, or the cattle, or the plants. They don't know any better. But
right.
but there are differences, aren't there?
Sure, there are differences. I mean, a lot of it's physical, and then a lot of it is just sort of the way that women approach things differently than men do. I think we can all agree on that.
Yep.
So yeah, just different approaches, and then different strengths that you have to use, you know, to compensate maybe for not having the upper body strength that you guys have.
Right.
You have to go about things a little bit differently, maybe be a little more patient in terms of the time it takes us to get something done.
Yeah.
But, so definitely there are differences, and, you know, there are similarities as well. But the reason that I wrote Woman Powered Farm was just when I was looking around at all the information out there, there wasn't really one book that was written from a woman's perspective,
mm-hmm.
specifically for women that were really interested in, you know, not necessarily a huge agricultural endeavor, but just having their own little small piece of land to work on.
Right.
And how do they go about doing that? So I wanted to give women like that a guide and a sense of support. And
well, one thing about it, I will say this, this is the same for men and women. Farming is not for everybody. Farmer's not for every man, and farmer's not for every woman. And I'm gonna have a little fun with you, because there are plenty of ways I can have fun with guys too. But I would say don't become a woman farmer if manicure is a big deal to you.
I am completely with you there. I'm looking at my fingernails right now,
yeah.
and for
yeah.
most of the summer they are not clean.
Don't come.
No matter
don't,
how
don't,
hard I try.
Don't be a farmer if you like to sleep late every day.
No, you're making some very good points there. I should have put those things in my book, the first warning signs of
a
farmer.
Yeah.
You're right, though, because you've got to be up early. There's no other way to get stuff done, and you're going to not get it all done anyway because it never ends.
Your first farm partners wake up 2 hours before daylight.
Absolutely, especially when the day isn't long. Like right now is the best time of the year because it's light,
mm-hmm.
you know, at 5 o'clock. Whereas mm-hmm. most of the time you're getting up in the dark.
Yeah, no, that's exactly
yeah.
that's exactly right. But now tell us about what you grow on your farm.
Well, you know, I grow vegetables, but you know, really, you know, what I talk about in my book is, you know, to to actually have a farm and keep it going, make it, you know, what we call sustainable, you've got to make some money. Otherwise, your farm isn't going to work. You're not going to be farming for very long.
Right.
And the crop that I grow to make money is specialty cut flowers.
Huh.
Which sounds kind of girly right there.
No. You're a truck patcher. You're a truck patcher, and part of that is flowers. Here's the thing a lot of people don't realize about the kind of farming that you're doing. Most farmers, what you're doing is classic farming, because 100 years ago, a farmer wasn't just in the cattle business. They also had to grow row crops for their cattle to feed them. Or their livestock, right? I mean, they also had to be in the bee business to pollinate, to make sure they had plenty of bees. So any given season, they were doing different jobs.
Absolutely, and I have bees. I've got four hives. You know, it's not a huge amount of bees, but I have four healthy hives. We get a little bit of honey, but they do all that great pollinating. But
right.
You're right. You can't. To be a well-rounded farm and a successful farm, you're doing a lot of different things, and I think. Sometimes that gets forgotten. You think, oh, you're just raising animals. You're just, you know, growing. But you're right. And now I don't think there aren't quite as many farmers that grow their, you know, their own grains and
right.
for their animals. It's something that is, you know.
But you've got different seasonal jobs that you have.
Absolutely.
Right?
Because
you can't grow flowers all year long.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, starting seeds in the winter and, you know,
right.
planning out, like you said, planning out the crop succession. If you're not succession planting, then you're not going to have anything when you need it. So you've
I would say to women who say that they're great multitaskers, you just think you're a multitasker. Go watch a woman farmer if you want to see multitasking. Would you agree with that?
Well, any farmer, really. I mean, it is. It's a lot of multitasking. It's a lot of planning. It's a lot of organization. You know, if you don't stay organized, you're quickly going to let
right.
things get out of control. Yeah.
How many people are helping you on your farm?
Well, you know, that is the point that I'm at right now. It's just me, and I've really got to make a decision.
Really? You don't have any help? I know your husband has a regular job.
He does, and poor thing. I mean, he's
you don't have any hands. You don't have any hands. Is it harder to find people to work on a farm today?
You know, it's harder to find people. People want to come and work, but like you said, they don't realize what they're getting.
They don't really know what people. Do people really know what work is these days?
Oh, you know,
I don't think they do.
Some people do, and but there are a lot. You've got to. I think a lot of what we're doing now is teaching people how to work.
Yeah.
You know, to be responsible and to
yeah.
take on those chores and have some sense of individual. Responsibility.
The book is called Woman Powered Farm, and we're going to talk to Audrey Levitino some more about how she manages this. I'm going to ask her if she milks a cow too. I'd like to know about that. and Audrey, from can to can't, right?
Absolutely.
That's the farmer's life, from can to can't. Or as they used
yep.
to say where I grew up, from can to can't. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.